You're listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill Carborough, 103.5 FM on your radio dial. This is the Weston Report, Friday Focus on the Arts with Jackie Helvey. This is Valerie Schwartz, and I am turning it over to Jackie with our live guest in the studio playing music.
We're going to switch things up a little bit because tonight we have some very special guests who are playing at Cat's Cradle, and they have a sound check at 6:15. So I'm going to read off the calendar after they get done performing for us. Welcome, you guys. We've got Songs of Water and All the Bright Lights. Are you all part of, are these different groups or?
It's Songs of Water. And All the Bright Lights is a different group, and then also John Mark McMillan is all three of us are playing tonight.
Oh, cool! That's great. Well, do you want to talk a little bit, or do you want to play, or what's your preference?
Let's share a song.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yay! All right.
This is called Bread and Circus. Thank you.
So tell us, what are you doing?
What are you up to here?
Well, tell us who you are and which instrument you play.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea too.
I'm Stephen Roach. I play the hammer dulcimer.
I'm Greg Ouellette. I play guitar sometimes and also bass when we have a full band.
I'm Elisa. I play violin.
And I'm John. I kind of fill in the in between.
he plays everything.
You do a good job of filling in. So you guys are playing at Cat's Cradle tonight. Have you ever played there before?
Now, this is our first time at the Cat's Cradle. Our second time in Chapel Hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Oh, we're ready to kill it.
You know, you're not in Chapel Hill. You're not in Chapel Hill.
Carborough. That's right.
Fighting words.
Where are you based?
We're actually down in Greensboro primarily.
Oh, okay.
We've kind of been scattered all across North Carolina from Charlotte and Winston-Salem, but we rehearse in Greensboro. So.
So do you guys go out on the road a lot, or is this your first time out on the road? Or?
No, we're actually starting to tour some in the Southeast primarily. We do some things here. We're going to be at the Poorhouse in Raleigh.
Oh, nice. That's a good venue.
Yeah. And then down in Atlanta at the Five Spot. So
sweet.
We're doing some things in the Southeast. And maybe Nashville soon, too. So.
Wow. Cool. Do you want to do another song? Do you have another song?
That's all we brought for today. If you want to hear more, you had to come to the show.
So you guys are going to be playing at Cat's Cradle in just a little while.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Or how you got started playing together. It was
sort of an alien explosion, and we all got magnetized up into this, and drawn to the same center core, and we came out and we were all playing weird instruments nobody's ever heard of, and so that's
you had to hang together, right?
That's the truest story that we've come up with thus far. But other than that, we just love experimental music, and we play a lot of ethnic instruments from different cultures. And
yeah, there's sort of a Celtic tone to the song that you just played.
Well, we're probably more nomadic in the sense that we couldn't say that we authentically play any cultural music, even though some of us have studied different cultural musics. I've studied West African and Indian, but really we just borrow sounds from different cultures and utilize it. So I guess in that sense, it's probably more of a true American sound than anything.
So your music is original?
Yeah.
Cool.
How long have you been playing together?
Probably 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Elisa's our newest, she's playing with us, but as a group, Songs of Water has existed for about 8 years, but only the past couple years have we really started to gain momentum and take it beyond, you know, smaller borders.
Right.
So did you play together in high school?
No. Well, the drummer is my wife's husband, so I kind of stole him. And my drummer's my wife's husband. No, my drummer's not my wife's husband.
I was going to say, we're really getting into some stuff there.
So you're Mormon?
Yeah. What exactly happened in that alien ship? I don't know. He's my wife's brother.
Okay. That works better, I think.
Yeah. I think I've said that before on stage.
Probably.
Yeah. So,
on your lines, Steve.
Yeah. Hopefully neither of them were listening.
Oh, you know they both are.
That's
you're
right.
Going to get them when you get home. So you're not ready to play another song for us?
They're not. They're not going to do that.
You had to come tonight.
We
start at 8 o'clock. I think the doors open at 7. But the show is actually almost sold out, and so
that's great.
So we've got quite a few people coming. But I think the tickets still are available.
And how many albums, CDs, do you have out?
We have 2 CDs. We just released "The Sea Has Spoken," the one you guys have now. Mm-hmm. We released it last year, and then we have one prior to that that we released a few years back. And right now we're just kind of doing some touring and sifting through new ideas and seeing where that leads.
Is there one person here that does most of the songwriting, or do these things just evolve from your centrifugal force?
I like the centrifugal force. We all co-write together.
We like to collaborate. So
yeah.
It's fun for us to be able to start. I like to start a piece or find a cool little melody and then let Steven come in and finish it. And it's like community. We just enjoy being around each other and playing
music. That's neat that you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if people want to find your music online, where do they go?
Songsofwater.com.
Okay, that's easy.
And we're on iTunes and, you know, Just type in Songs of
you
Water.
You have a Facebook page and all
that.
Yeah,
we're
kind
on Facebook.
Stuff.
You can find us there easy enough. And
need all those fans and friends and everything.
So, yeah.
Cool. So now you're going to be touring in this area. Are you in the Greensboro area? Where do you guys play most of the time?
Well, I think next we are doing, on the 23rd of this month, the Poor House in Raleigh. And then we're going to be doing something in a theater up near Boone. And then we will be in Greensboro in April. But all of our tour dates are listed on thesongsofwater.com. And then down to Atlanta as well.
Cool. That sounds exciting. Are you guys excited?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you get really psyched before a show? Do you get scared or does it like flow?
No, I mean Songs of Water. I mean, you know.
That's the question, right?
That's the intent anyways, you know.
Oh, that's great.
So do you feel like you're taking off? I mean, is this a new thing to be touring? And I mean,
yeah,
coming to Cat's Cradle is
well, it's
big.
Definitely
Cat's Cradle's a pretty big feather.
Sure.
You know?
Well, it's definitely a new season for us. We've really felt a lot of new momentum, just beyond our own personal communities, really getting behind the band and really taking it beyond where we could have gone with it. So I think the music really is sort of taken a life of its own, and this is definitely the beginning of a new season for us.
Cool.
And are you always the spokesperson, or
I just talk a lot, and
he loves to talk. Yeah. So.
And y'all love to like let him talk, right?
Yeah, not always.
we just laugh at him to make him feel better.
That's right. They humor me.
Yeah.
So what else you want to talk about? We've got, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
2 minute, what do you call that? 2 minute warning?
Yeah.
You caught me off guard with that one. I think everybody should come to the show, definitely. We
hold out on us!
Right now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of us here, but typically the band can be up to 8 or 9 members sometime.
Oh, wow.
And we have a cellist, and everybody in the band are writers and multi-instrumentalists. And
that's so cool. You must come up with some really different sounds, you know, given that you are all so multi-talented.
It's really fun. It's really fun just to come up with, like, Bread and Circus. Greg started that one, and then he and I finished it out, and then the violins and the accordion and everything sort of gave it a voice. We actually had on the album this somebody from this area, the Lost in the Trees crew.
R.A. Picker.
Mark Dowman, he played, I don't know if he still plays tuba with those guys, but he on the record, he actually played tuba on Bread and Circus, and then one of our other tunes he contributed to. So
nice.
Yeah, good stuff.
And what do you do when you're not making music?
We That's write more music. No, actually,
do you guys do this full time?
No, not currently. It's more of a part time thing, but we are starting to do more and more. When I'm not playing music, I have a little girl that keeps me busy, and she's a piece of music herself.
He also likes to write children's books.
That's true. I did just write a children's book we're going to have there tonight.
What's the name of it?
Satchel Willoughby in the Realm of Lost Things.
Can you find that online as well?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
nice.
It's very cool. It's got great illustrations, too.
Cool.
Somebody Satchel Willoughby in the Realm of Lost Things. And it's just about this little kid named Satchel who loses something, and he ends up finding this world where everything that's ever been lost goes to.
I want to find that place.
All those songs.
I don't know if you know the Danielson family, but they're a band. They've played here at Local 506. Mm-hmm. They're from New Jersey, but one of their members, Vesper Stamper, she did the illustrations for it, and it's really, her work is phenomenal.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on.
I guess you
got to go over there and do your sound check now, huh?
Yeah.
Appreciate you having us.
Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck
tonight.
With your show
Thanks.
Tonight. I'm
All
sure
right.
it'll be great.
That was a thrill. Thank you.
Thank you.